All right, we're going to wrap up our post-race media availabilities for today's Virginia 529 College Savings 250. We are joined by our race winner, Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 22 Fitzgerald Glider Kits Ford. This is Brad's second victory of the season and fourth victory here at Richmond Raceway in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Brad, why don't you just take us through the finish of the race and chasing down the 18 there?
Yeah, I mean, just I just wish I could explain better than I know how, and I wish sometimes that, you know, I could just have somebody ride with me and kind of explain what it was like and so you could see things from my view. I guess that's the beauty of the helmet cam that, you know, we're trying to put in, is because, you know, from my view, that was just one of those race wins that was just extremely personally gratifying to race and to know that you're probably not as good as someone on the short run and just trying to wear them down with, you know, every lap, and knowing that if you can get a long run, you've got a shot at it. And we did, we got a long run, and, you know, I started to make the right moves, but it was just, it was a grinder is what that race was. And, a grinder in a good way. I think it shows the, you know, the beauty of having the stages with the short runs and the long runs, because you see the races really just break apart like that one did, where someone's good on the short side and someone's good on the long side. And it's also part of the beauty of this track to have a surface that wears the tires out and lets you, you know, really have to focus in on being smooth and smart with how you use your car and managing it. So, and that creates the passing for the lead at the end like that. So just really a thriller of a race to win. And I'm just really, really happy with it.
Great. We'll open up to questions now. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start up here with Dave and then go to Hank. And then go to Bob.
Dave Lawrence, Richmond Suburban News. Bush said that he thought you would be catching him sooner than you did there in that last bit. And wondered if you were waiting, because you guys got caught up in traffic. He was wondering if you were waiting until you got that, you know, traffic to make your move.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That was an hour ago. I'm sorry. I left it all out on the field, so I don't remember what happened there specifically. You know, I knew I needed every lap I had, and I think I ended up making the pass with 11 to go. And you know, if the race would have been 11 laps shorter, I don't think I would have got it.
I'm going to Hank.
Hank Kurz with AP. How much were you praying after you passed him, since he was so much better on a short run, that somebody didn't crash and put you back into a...
Every corner, every lap. You know, you just come off the corner, and when your spotter keys the mic for the simplest of things, you're just like, oh, no, here it is. And thankfully it wasn't. But, yeah, that's just part of the dynamics of racing. That's why you never know who's going to win in these things. There's so many different things can kind of flip the field, so to speak. And, you know, this field flipped a couple times with the long runs and the short runs and the strategy on the first stage. And I thought that was fun to be a part of.
We'll go to Bob and then Jerry and Dustin.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. The 22 team in this, in the Xfinity, has like a 115 point lead. They've clinched the regular season, but it's very difficult for those of us to kind of get excited about owner points. Yeah. Can you explain what that means to a team? I mean, does it?
Yeah.
I mean, because for us, it's just like, oh, it's just, it means more spots on the front table.
What? Yeah. No, that's really actually a great question, Bob. Because, you know, and you've probably heard me say this, Bob, Dustin's probably heard me say, the people that have been in this, you know, room for the majority of the year have heard me say this, but for those here that haven't, you know, I would say to them and anyone who doesn't really understand the significance of the owner championship is, you know, as a driver, I'm the face of the team, kind of like a quarterback. But the team is much greater than me. You know, I hold an important position, but it's just one position. And to be successful, it requires, you know, people that you see, whether it be the pit crew or the crew chiefs. But for every person you see, there's 5 to 10 you don't see. And those guys, you know, are looking for any, you know, bit of validation possible. And they know with this program, a driver's championship isn't possible. That's not how it's set up. And it doesn't really fit in the investment portfolio that way. but an owner's championship is. And that owner's championship is validation not just for them. It's validation for their families and for the sponsors that support our teams. It is as significant internally as a driver's championship because, you know, much like anyone else in their profession, there are sacrifices made to be here. Just because, you know, it might not be a driver that wins a championship doesn't mean the car prep's any easier to do. Doesn't mean that, you know, they take, you know, more days off. You know, they still miss their daughter's dance and their son's baseball game just like everybody else does. And when you do those things, when you work like that and you make those sacrifices to try to be the best you can be, you know, you want to know that they're worth something. And the championship is their validation. And that's something that I can feel proud to be a part of. I understand that, you know, with a guy that works in the shop not being visible to the fans and media, that that's hard to, you know, maybe understand the significance of. But in reality, that's what it is. Those are the people that really make this work. I do about, you know, 2% of the work on any given weekend and get about 98% of the credit. And that's a bit unfair to those guys because they're the ones that are working 6 and 7 days a week, and they're the ones that are in here in the garage when it's, you know, a 16-hour day. I think today was a 16 or 17-hour day. And for them, that's what they fight for, is not just the wins, but the owner's championship as a signal of season-long accomplishment.
We'll go to Jerry and then to Dustin.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires, not net, and Pierre Ann over here to your left. Great burnout. Where'd you learn to pull those off like that around the safety truck and in between the wall there?
I think I was watching too many Ken Block videos. You know, had anyone else done that before? No? There'll probably be a rule you can't do that anymore after that one. it's better to be a rule maker than a rule breaker. But I knew I wasn't going to hit him, but I just really wanted to see Rutledge in his face. And I saw it, and it was priceless. Gosh, I wish you guys could have seen it. I needed a helmet cam for that one, but I had a lot of fun with it. And winning's supposed to be fun, and this, like I said, it was a really personally gratifying win, and you always want to showcase that to the fans when you have a moment like that.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You've certainly had duels with Kyle through the years. I know there are a lot of good drivers in the sport, but how does Kyle push you to a level to help reach a level? Does in those duels, does he push you more than maybe others have when you've been in those duels?
Yeah,
and
I think so.
How did he push you tonight to do what you had to do tonight to win this?
Well, you know, it's two different conversations between this series and the Cup series, because, you know, the decision that was made, I guess it's been 7 years ago now, for Team Penske to compete in this series was to develop, you know, crew members, pit crew guys, engineers, et cetera, to make it to the Cup level with the philosophy that, you know, that Roger Penske holds very dear to his heart, that he'd like to promote from within rather than hire from the outside. And you know, it's kind of like he'd rather have a draft with, you know, 25 players than go to free agency and buy, you know, the five best players. And fundamentally, that's the exact opposite of where the Gibbs program is. And so we know at any given moment that when we win, we're winning with, you know, less experience. We're winning with, you know, less investment. And that's maybe hard to explain because obviously Roger's very well off financially, but that's not how the program works. So we know every year when we compete here against the Gibbs cars that we're entering the arena with, you know, at least one arm tied behind our back to them. And so when you do, you know, beat them, you know, you've had to really earn it. And today was one of those days. And you know, let alone the fact that the Toyotas are as strong as they are. So, but it's part of the equation for us. We accept that. And we're hopeful that those people will graduate to the Cup level. And most of them have. The three crew chiefs on the Cup car right now, all three at one time, crew chief full-time on the 22 Xfinity car. That's something we're very, very proud of. And I think we're looking to continue that trend. And that's just the crew chiefs. You know, the car chiefs, it goes down to engineers. The car chiefs have all played a level in that team. And so it's the culture that we look to have. And there's a little bit of a handicap to it. I know some people probably don't want to hear that, but that's the truth to the matter. But it makes the dynamic of racing Kyle even tougher, because we know that's not the decision that that group has made. And it can be frustrating when you get beat knowing that. but on the other side, it's also at times more rewarding, like today. We know that our program is behind their program in a lot of ways. And so when you're able to win, you feel a high level of personal gratification.
You said two conversations, the series
and the other. So how is the other series different? I know right now the Toyotas are stronger, so it's a little bit of that. But how, in general, the years is that? Well, obviously we've got our best people in at the cup level. We're playing all of our starters, so to speak, our season vets and starters. So that conversation is, more on parallel. Between the two series, between that series and this series. I hope that – does that answer your question?
Is it any more challenging to race him? And I know you talk about these other factors, but when you look at him versus name any other driver, what does that do for you? Not just that you're beating him or you're just that sense of competition, because you guys have had that through the year.
Sure.
Well,
drivers have, whether they want to admit it or not, they roll through confidence waves. And I think every professional athlete does to some extent. And so this series, and it gets kind of made fun of sometimes as being an ego play for the cup drivers, but whether you want to call it ego or confidence, whatever you might want to call it, but this series is great for building a driver's confidence, a cup driver's confidence. And that's the same whether you're, 19 or 20 and just getting started at the cup or Xfinity level versus whether you're, 33 like I am. Because I know I'm racing Kyle and we're about the same age. And I know he's in that, caliber equipment and competition. So, that's certainly an element that he adds. Anybody that beats Kyle gains a lot of confidence in the series.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we have any final questions for Brad? Go to Chris.
ChrisKnightCatchFans.com. Brad, does it stink that this is your last Xfinity race of the season?
I haven't really thought of it that way. I guess I've just enjoyed racing this season. We probably could have won two or three more races. We're right there to win Loudon. We had a pit stop issue. I think we were leading Loudon when we had a pit stop issue. And Daytona at the start of the year, we certainly ran very strong and led a bunch and got caught up in a wreck there at the end. There's been a number of those scenarios. But I'm still proud of, how we ran and the efforts we put in. 10 races feels good to me. That's a good amount of races. I would feel a little greedy if I ran more than that anyway. I think 7 probably doesn't feel quite right to me, but I've enjoyed the season I've had and kind of keeping the roots to this series, and that's important for the team members and for the sponsors. But 10 felt pretty good for me from a workload standpoint and something I've really enjoyed.
Anything else for our race winner?
Thank you,
Brad.
Guys. Appreciate
Thanks.
It. Gary, Chris, Bob, Jerry, who did I miss?
Dustin, Kelly.
Dustin, Kelly. Sorry, God. Dustin, please, don't take any offense. Go ahead.
What about your 2K EKR guys getting into the playoffs? I mean, that's a big deal for the organization.
Yeah, I'm, of course, very interested to see what they can do. Both rookie drivers, both learning their way and learning through the good times and the bad. And I'm just happy to be a part of helping them in their careers, and that's certainly a mile marker for them that isn't easily achieved. Thanks,
right.
Guys.
Thanks, Brad. Good luck tomorrow night.